This is Dr. Michael Wilkes reporting from East Africa with a second opinion. By now, it's old news that the Ugandan government has enacted harsh penalties against gay men and the health providers who care for them. The anti-homosexuality law, and a similar one in Nigeria, violates human rights and will take both countries back to high rates of HIV. If policymakers don't care about gay men, they should at least remember that men who have sex with men also have sex with women. Studies show that criminalizing same-sex behavior creates an enormous barrier to HIV prevention by driving men away from medical services. In Uganda, 14% of gay men are HIV positive, compared to 7% of the general population. Without treatment and prevention, the rates of AIDS will certainly rise. My colleagues here in East Africa wonder if Ugandan doctors, nurses, and community health workers will end up reporting gay men to the police, resulting in life sentences for the gay men. Will Ugandan health workers risk a 7-year prison term for themselves by distributing condoms to gay men or providing AIDS treatment? South of Uganda sits Rwanda, a small nation of 12 million. In early April, Rwanda will commemorate the 20th anniversary of one of the world's greatest genocides. 20 years ago, over the course of just 100 days, 1 million men, women, and children were brutally raped, beaten, and slaughtered as the world stood by and watched. This week, I was teaching a class for Ministry of Health workers in Rwanda when the issue of Uganda's anti-gay laws came up. The attitudes here are completely different. While many voiced discomfort with a gay lifestyle and believed it was not a part of African culture, they saw gay men as a part of their community, their brothers and sisters. They said that an important lesson that Rwandans have learned from the genocide was that once people are separated into categories, the next step was to create an us versus them attitude. These men and women spoke strongly about Rwanda's commitment to tolerance, understanding, and compassion for all Rwandans, regardless of their sexual preference. In the past decade, Rwanda has seen enormous success in reducing AIDS from 10% to 3%. In part, this was due to working closely with high-risk groups and providing compassionate, free care to everyone who needs it. For Rwanda, this is part of the process of healing a country that has suffered greatly as a result of artificially separating people into groups. At this point, what seems most important for Rwandans is to create a sense of inclusiveness. It is also an opportunity for the rest of the world to see how Rwandans have learned to treat their fellow citizens. From East Africa, this is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.